So we're going to play Who's That Man again. This is one of the major figures on the Australian literary scene, but he doesn't do a lot of interviews, so you might not recognise this voice.
We went to church at least three times and sometimes more on a Sunday. Sunday school in the morning. Then we had church at 11 o'clock. We'd have a breather for lunch. We'd go out to the flea-bitten suburbs further east from where we lived and bothered our relatives over cups of tea. And then we would go to church again in the evenings. It was an all-consuming community. And I feel grateful to have grown up in that tradition because I felt like we lived in a village at a time when Australian culture was becoming atomised. So church life was village life, and it was my first experience of community and civilisation, really. And one of the things that I'm grateful for is that we had intergenerational contact. As a young person in Australia, then, but even more so now, you have very little contact with people outside of your generation. So it was lovely to be, as a young person, to be in contact with somebody of your parents' generation or of your grandparents' generation or older even.
That's Tim Winton, Australian novelist and someone who's described himself as a reluctant public figure. Well, fortunately for us, Tim has overcome his reluctance to speak with Geraldine Doogue for part one of a three-part series that begins on ABC TV's Compass program tomorrow evening at 6. The series is called Modern Prophets, and Geraldine Doogue joins me now. Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning, David.
Geraldine, the word prophet and prophecy, I mean, these aren't terms that I readily incline to bring to the Australian cultural scene. Do they seem a little bit anomalous for you like that?
To me, the word prophet in Australia is very vexed. I think that we're not used to owning up to that whole description. I think that we might see ourselves, if we really want to, as an analyst, but a prophet, somebody sort of foreshadowing the future, that sounds very pompous. And I was delighted that Tim was prepared to play that role and to sort of take it on. I mean, in fact, Tim is a very serious man who thinks a lot, but I would challenge people to think about who they think are the prophets in their midst.
I think of prophecy and the prophetic tradition, I suppose, in the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible mode, where the prophet is someone who's a little outside of the mainstream, or a little, very much outside the mainstream in many cases, who has a sort of a countercultural message. Do you see Tim Winton in those terms?
No, not really. I think that Tim, he says to me at one point, we have to acknowledge our own shallowness, I think he means, as a sort of nation. He says, I'm a boy from the suburbs. And of course, if you read Tim, as I did again recently, I mean, he's not afraid of his depth thinking, whereas I would argue that a lot of us are warned away from depth thinking. Like, I don't think we argue well in modern society. Robert Mann, the political scientist, said to me once, people have lost the art of arguing, the proper art of argument, which is where you put forward a view and you listen to the other and you respond to what's said to you, as opposed to throwing in a slogan, standing back and congratulating yourself on whether the slogan's landed. Now, that's argument, but I think prophecy is even deeper, and I don't think it has to be actually countercultural, funnily enough. In fact, what I'm looking for is people who come from right within the culture. I believe that a lot of wisdom lies among us. It's just not seen as ennobling as some of those past, you know, the great prophets. Whereas I don't think we're going to do it like that in Australia. You know, I think we're in a different, maybe we will in 200 years' time, but we're very new to this place. And I think we need a bit of practice, dare I say, at it. I really do, actually. I'm not looking for Wittgenstein, you know, or Plato. I really want someone who I think, like Tim, says, I'm going to take the risk of sounding pompous.
I love the way he comes across as a very ordinary bloke. I mean, certainly a deep thinker, but a very ordinary bloke. And there's a wonderful moment there where you ask him if he's an intellectual.
Yes.
And what results is a very Australian sense of discomfort.
Wasn't that a funny moment? Oh, no, he said, I'm not that intelligent. And I just say, oh, come on. Because, I mean, that word intellectual is still a bit of a boo word in Australia, which goes to my point that until we are more comfortable with the role of public intellectuals, I think we'll be a somewhat stripped down culture.
And Tim Winton doesn't interview that often. And I wonder if you feel that for someone who is a modern prophet, who has a message, that you would like to see him speak more publicly, or do you think his writing, do you think his fiction speaks loudly enough?
Tim's very interesting. You know, he does explain that he's a man, I think, who laments the sort of, it's a bit vapid, you know, a lot of the discussions around, and he's yearning for something more and grabbing it where he can. And his latest writing goes deeper and deeper into that. And I would like him to do more of that, I must say, to observably tackle these things on behalf of the nation. But I think he's trying to work out how much is him and how much he can speak on behalf of others. It's a big thing to do.
And how much he just wants to go surfing.
And how much he just wants to go surfing. Well, he says surfing saved his life.
So we have Tim Winton tomorrow night, Easter Saturday, 6 p.m. Who else is coming up in the series?
Well, we've got a three-part series we're doing on these modern prophets. And the second, which is just ahead of Anzac Day on the Saturday night at 6 o'clock, is with two Defence Force chaplains. And then we also interview Saktia Maruf, who was the first Indonesian female stand-up comic. And she was actually brought out here. We interviewed her late last year by the Chaser team. She's got a lot of international recognition because she wants to stay right within her tradition, but also gently send it up. And she regards it as strong enough to be poked fun at.
Interesting. Great little mini-series.
I think so.
To use the Australian diminutive. Geraldine, have a great Easter. Thanks
you
very
too.
Much for coming on
Thank
RN
you
Breakfast.
Very much for inviting me, David.
Geraldine Doogue. And as I mentioned, you can catch her interview with Tim Winton on Compass tomorrow evening at 6 on ABC TV.